a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I like to remain pretty vigilant in life, really. I mean, that's anxiety in a nutshell, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's always like, there's threats everywhere. What's, that's, you know, that's just anxiousness.
Yeah.
And I like to think I'm pretty good at it. Sometimes. I mean, I see threats in things that aren't threats.
Yeah.
Yes, there's that. But I like to think.
Whopping! God, as she throws herself fully dressed into a pool.
Okay, that was
He's
like
a dog.
Four
he knows how to swim.
Ago.
He's fine.
Okay. Anyway, that's one of your favourite stories.
It's one of my all time. That's when. Certainly your father-in-law knew, look.
Oh, my God.
She can hang around. The white dress in the pool. Brilliant.
Disgusting. Anyway, so I think when it comes to scams and that, I'm pretty on top of it.
Yeah.
But I almost got done. Almost got done.
Really? Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, look, I'm going to bring it to the attention because it might be going around. So, you know, when you have a computer at home or whatever and you have the antivirus software.
Yeah.
McAfee. Yeah. Mm. It's a weird one, right? Anyway, I got an email from them saying, hey, the invoice for your payment has gone through. And because it's sort of semi-start of the year, I thought, oh, well, that sounds about right. I don't know. Does it just kind of happen on our personal computers? I can't remember because I remember one year I paid for it and then they're like, we'll just renew your subscription every year.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. So I took my details out because I was like, I hate that.
Yeah, we've had that too. Yeah.
Right? So I thought we'd forgotten to take our details out and the subscription just renewed. Mm. So then I got a thing and it looks legit. It's from the billing assistance team. This is where it's come from.
Yeah.
It says invoice for your payment. We're pleased to inform you that your subscription renewal confirmation is scheduled for Feb 20th and this is how much it's going to cost, $448, right? And I was freaking out. I was
That's a lot.
What the hell? No, this is ridiculous.
Just for antivirus, yeah.
Just for antivirus. And then I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, Jimmy, you're kidding me. This has happened. I've got so many things on my plate at the moment. I don't want to worry about this. What the hell? He's like, it's all right. Leave it with me. I'll figure it out. I'm like, okay, amazing. Right? Then I got another email saying it looked exactly the same and it said $800.
Mm.
And it said, oh, if you've got any concerns about this, you know, click this link or whatever. Mate, I was so – it was like, no. Like I saved myself.
Dad, what are you doing?
It looks legit. The actual email interface, everything looks legit.
They got the logo
1 year subscription. And normally with scam emails, there might be – a letter misspelt here or there or, you know, a word misspelt with an extra letter here or there somewhere. This one, not at all. It wasn't until I clicked on the actual email where it came from.
Yeah.
And then it's just like random numbers
it's
and
like
letters.
@blahblahblah.com.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, you guys, you almost got me.
Yeah. So I get emails all the time from Kaspersky, which is the Russian one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I get...
you'll pay now.
And then I go, yeah. and then there's Norton as well.
Yes, Norton.
Right,
Antivirus,
and so we've had Norton, but we've also had Kaspersky back in the day.
Mm.
And so I think that's why we get targeted. So it's at the point where I don't know what's real and what's fake. So I assume everything's fake and I don't actually know how to renew our... antivirus because I'm assuming every single I know some of the emails that I'm being sent are real but I can't tell which ones are and which ones aren't, so I'm just ignoring all of them.
Oh, so am I. I got one from Vic Rose the other day. Your rego is due. Sorry, not looking at that. That's clearly fake. I'm not dealing with that one at the moment either.
You get pulled over.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Tommy, I was just wondering, do you have... I remember at some stage throughout our show, Log's done like restaurant reviews or something where it's like passive-aggressive replies.
Yep.
And you had this cool little song that went with
this
it.
This one?
Have you got that?
I love a crap review. I like a stern reply. They write it passively. It's meant aggressively. Mean comments in disguise. Restaurant review replies.
You like that one, do you?
Made me smile, that one. Forget all the bit about restaurant reviews and replies and things like that. Just the passive-aggressive bit.
Oh, okay.
Because I've noticed something in the office setup here at K-Rock.
Yeah.
I went for a little wander through. And I've noticed...
Hang on. You don't have a desk, so what are you doing walking around people's stuff?
Exactly.
Well, when I get here of a morning holding the coffees, if the little red light's on and you two are on air, I don't burst in. Okay. So I observed the office for 30 seconds.
Right, okay.
Drawers inside and out.
Yeah.
Do a quick rifle through
Snacks.
Everything.
Yeah.
I noticed something. So just a quick rundown for our listeners there. Tommy, big boss man,'s got his own little office there. Yeah. Magnificent setup. Then it's kind of, you call it open plan.
The bullpen. Yeah.
The bullpen. Yeah. Thank you very much. Tim and Jess set up with nice big sort of like curved screen sort of things. Chris has got his new setup where obviously he works out all the music. I then notice like there's this basically just big wide open sort of white desk. There is absolutely nothing on it other than a spoon and some keys. There's kind of some pictures like pinned onto the wall.
Yeah.
But then on, I've noticed a new poster on this, well, let's call it a desk, shall we? Given it's home to some keys and a spoon.
Yes, yeah.
I'm not sure it's doing a lot of desking. There is a big poster, A3 size.
Okay.
Which has a series of photos. That has in big writing, the desk of Loggy Lauren Tomuscus.
Mm.
Then down in the bottom, it says, please don't dump your shh here. Bit of passive aggressive, sick of people using your desk that is clearly used so well for your own work.
Okay, it's just, okay, what I will say is, number one, I didn't make that sign. Jess made that sign for me.
She was sick of you complaining about...
Well, yeah, because everyone just, every day I rock up and people have, and you can tell it's a desk. It's got, I've got my sister's dogs out there too, a big thing, and you can see there's a plug.
A picture of them, the dogs aren't actually.
It's an artwork.
So
an artwork.
Hang on, you don't want people to dump their shh here.
Yeah.
So that you've got room for your spoon and keys.
No, the thing is, okay, how do I explain this to you? Okay, so that... I'm like a dog, yeah? That's my space, and I don't want people coming in my space.
Yeah, but if
so
you could...
people leave, hang on, people leave old keyboards that have broken on my desk. They leave bits of shelving on my desk. I had five just Tupperware containers left there.
I think what they're trying to say by the old keyboard and the half a shelf is like, kind of make it look as though your desk does something.
Mate. Right directly across from my desk is three desks that are being unused. Dump all your crap there. I'm sick of it having to hear on mine. It's not passive aggressive. It's just aggressive.
Just straight up aggressive. That spoon's lonely though. It needs some company.
I know. And I forgot to bring my own spoon in, so that's a work.
All right, let's see if we can remix this.
I love crap review. I like a stern reply. They write it
aggressively.
It's meant to
aggressively.
Comments in disguise.
Get away from my desk, you guys.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Just heard her brand new tune before, Hearts on the Run. I've been asked not to mention it every single time we interview her, but she is the lady who gives the best hugs in show business.
I know.
And she can belt out a tune or two as well. Delta Goodrum joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. Who asked you to say this? I'm always up for a hug. I'm a faith invader.
No, trust me, Delta. You want us to say that to this man.
every
time. It's like, hey, do you want to chat to Delta? Oh, my God, guys. She gives the best hug. Like, yeah, we know. You say it every time.
I'm sorry.
That's beautiful. Beautiful.
Hey, it's beautiful.
How is everyone?
Yeah, we're good. It's a certain someone's special day today, though, here in the studio.
Well, I was about to say there's an important song on my repertoire today, and it's happy birthday to you. Aww. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lingy. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Delta, thank you. That has made me smile, made me blush, made me everything. Thank you so much.
Lingy,
how's the birthday treating you?
It's good. These two, Delta, have been promising all morning that I'd be able to eventually play one of my chosen songs. And now my music tastes tend to go back sort of through the 50s and 60s and bit of the 70s. I think they're just having me on and pulling my leg and they're not actually going to fulfill that promise. So maybe you could give them a stern talking to and say
they
should
do it. Well,
we
just played Delta's new song, Lingy, and that's what you really wanted
to
hear.
You meant one of mine, right, Lingy? Is that what you think? No. Yeah. Tell me what's the song you're going for. What's the choice? Or is this like a reveal you're not allowed, you're going to wait?
Well, I've pushed for something from the Beatles. I've pushed for the Beach Boys. Yeah. I've tried my hardest, even a bit of Buddy Holly and Creedence, and I'm getting nowhere, Delta, but I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about what you're up to. Obviously, new music.
Well, you've got a long day ahead for surprises, okay? True, a long day ahead. It's going to be great.
We have just heard your new song, but you're obviously you do that much, you keep yourself that busy. What else is happening in Delta's world?
Well, Delta's world, currently I am sitting in London. It's freezing cold. Well, outside, not inside. I have the heater up, extremely hot. But it is a great time. We did some performances here this week at BBC Radio over here, and I got to perform with the orchestra, and my wonderful friend Gary Barlow joined me on it, and it's been new song out, and just really enjoying kind of just getting back into the year. I had the first month in the US and the second month in UK, and I'm excited to get home hopefully soon.
Now, is there any truth to the rumour that an album may be coming out as well? I mean, we've got some new music, but I'm thinking an album of fresh covers, because I heard this play the other day.
Add that to the happy birthday song we just played.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's kind of like, I think you could go from happy birthday to neighbours on an EP. Melbourne Express the song. I am working on the new music always, but yes, I was. It's funny because it really is crazy how much you talk about the neighbours still in the UK. It's always a conversation. So. Yeah. I feel like it's a more present conversation always here. But I am working on the new music, but Hearts on the Run is the focus at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, so last year you were looking sort of, it was about looking back. It was the 20th anniversary of, you know, Innocent Eyes. And obviously you still got the link to Neighbours there. And then this year you've got your new music. And how is the wedding planning going?
It's all a part of the planning. I'm just planning mode. We'd done the 20 years of Innocent Eyes, and we did the tour last year, and it was one of the most profound, special occasions, getting to sing the album top to bottom and just, you know, immerse into that chapter in a moment where I didn't get to tour that album because of life journeys. But I don't know, there was a beautiful ribbon on that at the end of last year, and then we toured Europe and it's just, you're right. There was a lot of kind of, I guess a lot of people went through a sort of full circle moment last year. And then this year feels like a kind of heading into a very new chapter with new music and also just different exciting aspects. And yes, wedding and all those kind of exciting life moments. It's all just life.
Yeah.
When the hell do you sleep, girl?
Well, not tonight. I was a little bit sleepy, starting to have some chats tonight, and I was like, I did have a coffee. It's like, no, it's like 10 p.m. here, and I was like, oh, I've got a 10 p.m. coffee. That's the problem.
All right.
We're doing a Soul Cycle thing tomorrow in the UK where people come in. Where they're playing my music and we're all doing a cycle session.
Ah, cool.
I'm nervous about my fitness.
Yeah.
Shannon Ponton from The Biggest Loser to yell at you.
I'm not an ex-AFL player around here, guys, okay? Yeah. Like, just a singer at her piano.
Well, you can put some pedals under that too. I think they come with pedals, don't they? All right, Delta, hey, it's been awesome to chat to you. When are you coming home?
Not 100% sure, but hopefully soon. I'm looking forward to getting back soon.
All right. Well, we are loving Hearts on the Run in the meantime. And Lingy?
And thank you so much for that beautiful birthday song for me, Delta.
And have a beautiful birthday. I hope you get a song on the radio that you want.
Thanks, Delta. All the best.
All right. Thanks, Delta.
Bye, guys.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.